So Rishon of the Shira of Shira Sazinu concludes with the pasuk Hal Hashem Tigmaluzos Am Naval V'lo Chacham Halohu Avicha Kanecha Hu Asecha Vaychonenecha. So when we find ourselves facing various tribulations, the question of attribution, you know, who's responsible for this? Everybody wants to know who's responsible when things are not going well. Things are going well. We always know who's responsible. Kochi v'otzem yadi, right? We're always quick to claim victory. Failure is always an orphan. So Targum says, "Am naval v'lo chacham, am adekabilu araisa v'lo chakimu." The nation that received the Torah and yet was should have been, but was not wise, despite the fact they received chukim mishpatim tzadikim. They should have been, but they weren't. Rashi stresses Am Naval. It's associated with Shichacha. Shachachu es ha'osoy lahem v'lo chacham lahavin es hanolados. That's they forgot the past and they weren't able to anticipate the future either. Sheyesh biyado lehetevu lehareya, that God holds the cards in His hands. That's two different interpretations. The Ramban has a breakthrough on this pasuk. It says Am Naval v'lo chacham. So the Ramban says somebody who gives freely, graciously, right, not because the other person did something for them, is a nadiv. A person who behaves in the opposite fashion, who doesn't even recompense those who have done various chasadim and tovos for them, that is a naval. It's kfui tova. So to be called an am naval, right, to be stigmatized as a nation of kfuye tova is a very, very significant charge indeed. And the Ramban repeats it in Shlishi when the pasuk says, Vayinabel Tzor Yeshua So. Now, when you connect this to two other Rambans, a fascinating theme emerges. One Ramban is local. The Ramban in Hasagos in the Sefer HaMitzvos, and the Ramban says, Kishem Hashem Ekra V'Godo L'Lokenu, based on the Gemara Brachos Daf Chaf Aleph, is actually Mitzvah Dereis of Akaras HaTov, on the Torah itself. That's a fascinating idea, because Ramban is saying, right, this Aliyah in many ways is about recognizing the good that God has done for us, and chief amongst that, of course, is Kabbalah HaTorah. And then, of course, one can't help but connect it to another Ramban, so a triple the Shitaso here, the Ramban in Kedoshim Tiyu about a Naval Bershus HaTorah. So if you only read that essay, right, the impression that you get when the Ramban uses the term Naval, or, you know, Ke'echad Min HaNevalim, he actually refers to it a number of occasions, one gets the impression you're dealing with a boor, an unrefined person. Person hasn't cultivated proper characteristics, right? We spoke about this again. How could we not? In the context of the Ben Sora Mora, where the Ramban says, you know, you drill down, the violation is one of Kedoshim Tiyu, Dav Kabo. So I'd like to just point out, you know, make the following Hayara. Lashitas HaRamban, right? Part of what makes the boor a boor, part of what makes the unrefined person who's character is so corroded and corrupted, part of that lack of refinement, of that navlus, as it were, is ingratitude, is lacking that characteristic. A person who lacks that characterological feature is significantly deficient. Very, very profound way. Am naval v'lo chacham, right? So the idea is, a naval b'rishos HaTorah. So in some sense, the ultimate lack of refinement is not even having the awareness to be able to express gratitude through fidelity, through loyalty to the one who has done so many chasadim, so many tovos for us. So the term naval for the Ramban has a number of very significant associations. Our project is to try to have them meet at the horizon, try to point out that Naval Bershus HaTorah is in fact not all that different than an Am Naval V'lo Chacham. There could be no greater form of lack of refinement than indeed a lack of recognition of the good that one has done for a person and to attempt. Sometimes it's not possible to make full restitution, but at least to attempt to make restitution to that individual.